Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the ever-provocative C.J. Hadley. She's the publisher and editor of Range Magazine. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Mindy Elliott, Derek Morris, and Connie McMullen. Talking up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
When you are wrongfully injured through no fault of your own, life can be tough.
Oasis Legal Finance is the number one choice to provide clients the money they need for bills and living expenses long before their case may settle. Call Oasis now. If you're approved, you could have a check in as little as 24 hours. The phone call is free. The application is free. And there's no obligation to repay if you lose your case. Call Oasis now.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans. Generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year. Provided nearly $700 million to help our schools. And built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
This segment brought to you by the law firm of Kempfer Kroll, with offices in Reno, Carson City, and Las Vegas. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are very pleased to welcome back to the program C.J. Hadley, publisher and editor of Range Magazine, celebrating its 20th anniversary with a wonderful book called Grit, Fighting for Western Land, Life, and Liberty. Pleasure to have you back on the program, C.J.
Delightful to see you. You're almost as handsome as you were 20 years ago.
Oh, stop it right there.
C.J., one of the big issues right now in the West is the debate over whether we are properly managing the wild horses that are on our range. Can we talk a little bit about some of the issues that surround wild horses today?
I'd be happy to. Love horses, love to talk about them.
All right, so what is the problem that we are dealing with in Nevada?
The simple problem is there are too many horses in the wrong places at the wrong time, and they're destroying just about everything out there. When the law was passed, wild free roaming horse and burro act in 1971, there were about 14,000 horses in Nevada. What the law said is they would stay in the same place and they would, stay at the same number. What's happening is horses can travel great distances. There's no fences in Nevada, so they're pretty much travel everywhere. And I just want to, and what's happened since then is they got to be such a huge number that it got up, I think, about the worst to about 50, 60,000 horses, and they had to gather them just for the sake of the resource. And you probably know the Bureau of Land Management, which is part of the Department of Interior, their job is to keep the resource healthy and manage it for multiple use, which includes his cows, sheep, wildlife, birds, archaeological sites, historical sites, and wild horses.
But the horses, they have such an impact that it ends up, multiple use ends up kind of going out the window because you don't have enough there for the cows to graze, the wildlife, the chukar, the antelope, the deer, they all go elsewhere. What are they, when we talk about gathering the horses, where do they take them currently and what are their plans to do now?
I'll just give you one example, which is fairly recent. It's Washoe County. It's the Calico Gather. It was there was supposed to be 600. There was enough feed and water for 600 to 700 horses on the Calico, which is a California-Nevada line, and there were about 3,000 horses there. Well, what was happening is horses, when they get hungry, they stomp the springs, they use their heavy hooves, and they try and dig it out, so they destroy the grass and the plants around it, and they destroy it for everybody else. So what happened in the Calico, they went in and they wanted to take 2,500 horses off. The 2,500 horses were gathered, actually they gathered 1,922, because they sent a fixed wing plane around, the BLM did, to make sure they weren't taking the horses down to too low a number. And when they found there were 700 left, they said, okay, 1,922 is okay. What they did is they trucked them to Fallon, to a new holding facility. There's one in Palomino Valley, as you probably know, north of Sparks, and then this new one in Fallon. So they took the horses there. And what they're trying to do, and in the Obama's budget, in the interior budget, there's $90 million to buy two more ranches in the Midwest. Two ranches for $90 million to house 7,000 horses. And then next year there's going to be 7,000 more. So this is really appalling for the taxpayer. It's appalling for the country. It's terrible for the horses, and cruelty is unbelievable.
Now, Madeline Pickens, she also wants to buy a big ranch.
The
wife of T. Boone Pickens. She says that she'll take the horses if she gets the $500 per horse.
Change in plan from what she originally said.
The original plan, when she was on Fox News with Alan Combs last year, and she said she will take all of the horses in captivity in the holding pens, which was 33,000 at that day. She said she would bring it to a ranch, and the ranch would be owned by the horses. I'm not quite sure how horses can own private property, but that's kind of Madeline Pickens' kind of thinking. And what they were going to do is put those horses there. It wouldn't happen. The ranch that she was talking about would have held maybe 2,000 horses, so there's 31,000 horses that she would bring back from the Midwest, who are acclimated to nice green grass and fences and water that's within 20 feet, and they're trying to look for water on a million acres in Elko County or Washoe County. It doesn't make sense. It's crazy. She wanted it to be Disney-esque and have a beautiful thing where Boy Scouts and families could go with RVs and look at the horses. Well, horses on a million acres would not be loitering around those tents.
It was interesting.
I don't think.
I think, if I remember correctly from my current reading of Range Magazine, that also the amount of horses she would put on there would double within a couple of years, correct?
Horses double every 4 years. We have 33,000 in holding pens now. We have 37,000 on the federal lands. Within 11 years, if they didn't do anything about it, no gather, there would be 400,000 horses. 400,000 horses would mean the only export that Nevada would have would be topsoil, and it would be in France. There would be not a plant in the place. There wouldn't be a waterhole that wasn't destroyed. There wouldn't be any income coming from ranching, farming. There'd be no food production for the nation. And this is a good number, Sam. People say that there's only 2% of the beef that comes off the federal lands. The real number is closer to 20%, because what they do, they count the beef in the feedlot rather than where they were actually born and raised. So the cow-calf is on the federal land for 18 months, and they're in a feedlot for 6 weeks, but they're counting that beef in Nebraska or Kansas. So it's a 20% that used to come off the federal lands. It's worse now, because with all the pressures, predators, environmental predators, animal rights predators, Madeline Pickens predators, and political predators, the ranchers are in pretty bad shape.
Okay, let's take a break. More with the publisher of one of my favorite magazines, Range Magazine, C.J. Hadley, right after this.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
You're driving along, and out of nowhere, boom, there's a billboard. Free fruitcake plus a pooch equals a health insurance plan for just $29.99.
A reenactment not far from the truth. Question the company and their plan.
Plus some tax.
Everything has a beginning. Take rodeo.
You're a rancher. There's work to be done, so you start that wild colt. It becomes a challenge, a competition. It becomes rodeo. The Reno Rodeo. 10 days and nights of high-flying, gritty, real Western fun. Join us June 17th to the 26th for the wildest rides on the planet. The best seats are going fast. Call or log on today. The Reno Rodeo, 7 p.m., June 17th to the 26th.
Now, bull riding, that was just a dare.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Thanks for your help, Don.
Sure, Mike. How's your construction business going?
It's really growing. How's your business going?
Well, ever since I opened the restaurant, I've been having trouble with my workers' comp program. Who handles your workers' comp?
Well, I use Pro Group Management. They really work with me.
Are they expensive?
Well, I've never had an increase in rates.
Whoa.
I'll get you the number. And thanks again, Don. I couldn't have done this without you.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Which brings me to my world, radio.
Kick it. Swindle Frog Ripoff ain't no jive. You get a year's worth of free fruitcake, a food in a family health insurance plan for just $29.95.
A reenactment not far from the truth. Question the company and their plan.
This segment brought to you by Kempfer Kroll, the law firm to handle your business needs. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shadd.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, it's the 20th anniversary of Range Magazine. Can you believe that? CJ Javius here, the publisher and editor and one of my favorite people. In talking about the horses, what happened to nature taking its course? What happened to survival of the fittest?
Survival of the fittest in nature will not help in this instance. The only thing in the world that isn't managed is free-roaming horses in the state of Nevada, Wyoming, Oregon, where the rest of them are. They've got to be managed. Wildlife is managed, cattle are managed, the plants are managed, the water's managed, everything's managed except a horse. You cannot expect the horse to self-destruct. They will self-destruct. They'll starve to death, they'll dehydrate, but it'll be after they've destroyed everything else in his path, and nothing is going to escape from the, you know, the superiority of a horse.
Well, and we've seen that even in South Reno, and we talked about the gather. There were a number of horses coming down into South Reno that, you know, people were getting upset because they were trampling on their lawns, and then you had other people out there feeding carrots. How do we properly educate people about the impact that wild horses have?
Maybe they should admit to the truth. In Nellis, there were supposed to be 1,000 horses, and they became 10,000 horses. And what the horses were doing were eating each other's manes and tails. They were sucking mud from water holes that used to have water. Their intestines were getting compacted. It was like their intestines were full of cement, and they were dying the hard way. The mares were leaving the foals. We're going to have to do some kind of publicity campaign to change the 95% worldview that horses are free, wild roaming, and they can do anything they want, and they should be out there and pit-a-pat. It's so romantic. They're destructive. They're beautiful. They're destructive. They need to be controlled. They need to be managed properly by the BLM. And the BLM, their law said four tiny little things which nobody seems to pay attention to. The Act states very clearly they should not designate acreage for wild horses. No extra room for horses, which is what's changing now. The BLM is mandated to protect the natural ecological balance of all wildlife species. That means they take care of the deer, the bighorn, the raptors, the rabbits, everything else that's out there. BLM has authority to remove excess animals to achieve appropriate management levels. That's whatever the forage and water can bear, which, like the calico, is 600, 700 horses. When you have 3,000 on there, obviously there's going to be... And the last thing, they should adopt out excess if possible and destroy humanely if no demand exists. And that's the problem now. They won't destroy. Use it for food, use it for furniture, use it for clothing, get some money into the treasury. It's a very, very valuable product that is not being used just for romantic BS.
Now, you know, we talk about what nature can bear. We talk about the forage. We talk about the water. Right now, the horses are being held in the Midwest. Now, there is a plan by some people who were associated with the BLM, Bob Abbey, Jim Baca. Can you tell us what they want to do with those horses?
Oh, Jim Baca worked for Bruce Babbitt and Bill Clinton in the early 90s, 93, 94, I think it was. And he's hated ranches his whole life. He was destructive when he was with the BLM in the 90s. And now he's come out with a press release last week, and he says horses should remain in the West to spare the cost of land purchases and leases associated with government-funded long-term holding facilities. He noted the West has abundant BLM land. He says it doesn't make sense to send it to Midwest when you already own land you already need. Well, Jim Bakker knows as well as anybody in this country that there is no public land out there. There's prior appropriations, water rights, forage rights, ditch rights, even pre-Forest Service and pre-BLM. These rights were there. The ranchers have the right to the forage. They pay taxes on it. They pay taxes on their permits. Their permits is not a privilege, it's a right. So if Jim Bakker comes in, he says, we should just put them back on the land that we own. It's already taken. There is no land there. Oh, interesting point, Sam. You might not know. I only learned it last week. Nye County, one of the biggest counties, and I don't know how many square miles it is, but when they look at every single law on the books, they find out that the only federal land, the only public land in Nye County, an enormous place, bigger than several states, is the land that's actually under the Tonopah Post Office.
That's
absolutely the truth. And that's what people think they're going to run 33, 43, 400,000 horses on. I think not.
Bob Abbey, you're not looking at this as any help for us?
Funny thing about Bob Abbey, he is now in charge, and he came out with a press release. Head of the BLM, exactly. And the extraordinary thing about that is Bob Abbey has come out pretty much saying that Madeleine Pickett's plan that I thought was funny when it came out is now what Bob Abbey says in a release last week. It says what they're considering is pretension reintroduction of wild horses and burros into herd areas they don't currently exist. Well, that's ranch country. That's cows and sheep. The potential reintroduction of opportunities to make more forage available for more wild horses and burros. That means somebody else's property, okay? The third thing, it says the establishment of preserves to care for unadopted wild horses, which is Madeleine Pickens Ranch. But now they're coming up they're now talking about Soldier Meadows Ranch by Gerlach, which is 10,000 acres deeded, 100,000 acres probably BLM, I'm not sure. But they want to put 1,700 horses there. Well, Soldier Meadows is beautiful, but the water, it's hot springs that bring those beautiful meadows, but it's toxic water. And if you put an animal on it for more than a few weeks, it will die. It will shrivel up and die. It's got too much arsenic and fluoride and stuff in the water. It could only hold 200 horses. So in this press release, they said they're going to bring 1,700 horses to Soldier Meadows. Well, that means they're going to be fed hay. And if they're going to be fed hay, they're going to be paid by the taxpayers. So it's just like being in Fallon's holding facility, except the permit that is used by cattle in Soldier Meadows would now be horse permit, and there would still be no money for the government.
And that's where we have to leave it. The magazine is Range Magazine. You can go to our links page at NevadaNewsmakers.com and subscribe right through there and get the book, Grit, Fighting for Western Land, Life and Liberty, 20 Years of Range Magazine. C.J. Hadley, always a pleasure.
They can call 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU for a sample copy.
Sounds good. Thank you so much for being here, as always. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully's Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
On the next Face to Face, if you thought the John Birch Society went out with Bobby Sox and the hula hoop, think again. The Birchers are alive and well and trading in communism for a new target, illegal immigration. Hear from the president in the next Face to Face.
What if your Chrysler Jeep of Reno doesn't just have Jeep salesmen? We've got Jeep experts. Experts who hauled it, towed it, pulled it, done just about everything you're thinking about doing in your new Jeep. With access to hundreds of Jeeps all over the country. Experts with their finger on the button of the Jeep you know you need. Like the new Jeep Wrangler Sport 2-door 4x4, just $19,995. See the Jeep experts at Lithia Chrysler Jeep of Reno for great selection, great prices every day.
I'm Harry Reid, and I approve this message.
You've heard Sharon Engel wants to wipe out Social Security. Now she says it's like welfare.
My grandfather wouldn't even take his Social Security check because he said he was not up for welfare.
Welfare?
The money that people have invested in Social Security all their working lives is their money. To call it welfare is just plain insulting.
Sharon Engel would end Medicare and Social Security.
People depend on these checks. It's their livelihood. It's their food. It's prescription drug costs. This is crazy.
Remember when common courtesy was common?
Sierra Sids, where friends play.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Derek Morse is here, former head of the RTC and a consulting engineer, Mindy Elliott, senior vice president of Data Clone Labs, and Connie McMullen, publisher of Senior Spectrum. So as we record this morning, this is the day that General McChrystal is going to go visit the president with the blow-up over the Rolling Stone magazine article. I guess my question is not so much the specific, should he stay, should he go, that'll be decided by the president. But what does this really mean about the relationship between the military and the president and the executive branch?
I look at this, and the first thing that comes to my mind is, you know, how stupid can these folks be to go out and do this, in a national magazine and think there's not going to be repercussions? I mean, when they talk about a lapse in judgment, I have to echo that. But in the broader spectrum, the thing that I think concerns me is this idea that's being floated that there's only one man who can win for us in Afghanistan, and it's General McChrystal. And he's obviously a very talented individual. But if it comes down to one person, we are really in trouble. And I don't know whether that's part of this dynamic that folks feel they're untouchable or they can do this kind of thing because they are the star player. We have a lot of star players, I'm sure, in our military, and I don't know why they shouldn't be able to find someone else who can come in there and do every bit as good a job as General McChrystal can.
Connie, you've been around the media a long time, as I have, and what is the military doing giving full access for a month to a reporter from Rolling Stone magazine? How does that sound like a good idea?
That does not sound like a good idea to me. I don't understand that. You would think, well, first of all, consider the source. He's writing for Rolling Stone. This is a publication that is not real, in my opinion. They're kind of renegade. They're looking for stuff like that. And apparently, McChrystal must have felt like, sometimes exposure like that is empowering, and people do things and make mistakes that they normally wouldn't do.
You know, there's another side to this, which is, is the military sending a message here? I mean, is McChrystal out there in front on behalf of others?
As a daughter of a colonel and a sister of a colonel, first and foremost, the president's the commander in chief.
And which makes this even more extraordinary.
Which it makes it extraordinary. And I'm with Connie. I don't understand the access. A PIO someplace had to know that this was, they had to have permission. And frankly, I talked to my brother about this, and he's actually shaking his head trying to understand this. And he was director of training for Space Command for the Air Force and a very high-ranking official, and he's even scratching his head. It just doesn't make any sense.
Well, and you have to wonder who he's got on his staff mm-hmm. that didn't immediately say, General, you may not like to hear this, but I'm telling you, we shouldn't be going there. We shouldn't be doing this. There's a problem here. I mean, when you get 10 or 12 of those guys in the room and they're all just kind of doing this is what it sounds like, there's a real problem there. You would rely on your staff to pull you back at mm-hmm. least to say there's a, we shouldn't be doing this.
Well, unless it was your plan.
But what cost? I mean, what sunshine do they want to place on this? That's what I didn't understand. And I agree with you, Sam. Maybe it was planned, but I'm trying to understand why.
Having watched the 60 Minutes piece on General McChrystal, he seems like a very smart man.
Very
smart. Would not do something without thinking mm-hmm. about it. Okay, let's talk about something going on in the state. Howard Skolnick says Nevada's oldest prison should be closed, according to Ed Vogel with Review Journal. It's about time. And the governor, determined not to be a lame duck?
Determined not to be a lame duck, at least not on this subject matter. And frankly, working with Howard as much as I did, he's right. It needs to be closed. There's a cost associated with the prisons that are being maintained in the Nevada State Prison, and it's an amazing cost. And more importantly, Howard was always concerned about the safety for his prison guards. It is not a secure prison, and I know that there's a politics involved that we were talking about earlier, that there's politics involved in decisions, but frankly, at some point, Howard needed to put his foot down and say, we need to get this closed. For the safety of the prison system, more importantly, we're in the middle of a budget crunch. I have to put people on furloughs, and it's just not safe.
What else do you think that the governor might want to do using his executive power while he's still in office?
Oh, boy, that's a good question.
I mean, maybe looking at the Sage Commission?
The rumor is the Interim Finance Committee trying to unravel that.
As far as its constitutionality?
Yes, and the legislature's role in that.
That will be quite the hot potato, Mr. Morris.
Well, I think it's interesting, this flurry of activity, which always has its dangers when people kind of do this stuff at the last minute without consideration and without, it sounds like, consultation, which is very scary. And does it mean that the next session then is going to be focused on unraveling anything that they didn't like that was done, which is always possible? And quite honestly, I'd rather have their energies focused on the real issues we have to deal with. We have a short session, it goes by very quickly, and if they spend the first third of it trying to unravel certain things that have been done in the last few minutes of this administration, then it leaves them even less time to deal with the big issues that they are going to be facing, and they are going to be tough, as we all know.
I think it's going to be in the courts. Whatever, if Givens does anything with ISC, it will end up in the courts, and I think the court systems are going to be determining if, in fact, he does challenge it.
And that will be quite the story. That's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
We make buying carpet at Washburn easy. One low price includes carpet, pad, and installation. We'll also remove your old carpet free, and now you get upgraded pad at no extra charge. We've just added over 1,000 carpet samples in new styles and patterns, with delivery in about 2 weeks and ready for installation. Washburn also has the best installers. They'll be on time and do the job right. When you compare prices, remember Washburn's one low price includes everything, and there are no hidden costs. Come to Washburn, where you'll always find first quality carpet for less.
I'm Harry Reid, and I approve this message.
You've heard Sharon Angle wants to wipe out Social Security. Now she says it's like welfare.
My grandfather wouldn't even take his Social Security check because he said he was not up for welfare.
Welfare?
The money that people have invested in Social Security all their working lives is their money. To call it welfare is just plain insulting.
Sharon Angle would end Medicare and Social Security.
People depend on these checks. It's their livelihood. It's their food. It's prescription drug costs. This is crazy.
They want me to send my gold in a what?
A mail-in gold company recently partnered with a few major retailers. Their price for this gold, $870. Our cash to you, $1,100.
In just a few minutes, I made an extra $230.
I'm Alan Rowe, owner of Northern Nevada Coin. If you have unwanted gold jewelry, gold and silver bullion, or a collection of rare coins, come meet my team and see how easy it is to get the most cash. Same gold, more money, less hassle. We look forward to serving you.
There's nothing like having the convenience of finding everything you need in one location. The Factory Stores at the Y is the perfect shopping experience. Adidas has the newest sportswear for him or her. Great-looking training apparel plus the hottest styles in footwear and clothing to fit your active lifestyle this summer. Blue Willow has everything you need this summer to dress up your home with the perfect combination of gifts and home decor. Find that special gift for that special someone at Blue Willow. Find it all right here at the Factory Stores at the Y, Highway 50 and 89 in South Lake Tahoe.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download the show free of charge from iTunes. On the next broadcast, Ty Cobb will be here, former special assistant to President Reagan, to talk in Afghanistan. We'll be on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching.